It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh has landed a $1.5 million grant to explore the immune response against medical implants from heart valves to artificial knees. The funds from the National Institutes of Health will be used by Brian Brown to search for ways to minimize the negative immune response mounted by a specific type of white blood cell. Brown and his team have developed methods for observing, measuring, and controlling these responses. A company that hopes to use high-flying reflective balloons to bounce internet service into remote parts of the world says it has figured out a way to keep the devices in place even when the winds are shifting. Project Loon engineers say that the balloons will be able to stay in one place for months rather than drifting off like a weather balloon. The company, which is tied to Google, hopes to bring internet to unconnected regions in the world ranging from small villages in Africa to the forests of California. This week, the Tech Report explores a company that watches the connections a corporate office has with its remote office. The company calls itself NetBees.
I was imagining, you know, a lot of devices that are buzzing in the network. So, and having all these devices, they work like a swarm. So it was a network of bees. So NetBees came to my mind, and that's when we adopted the name.
That's co-founder Panikos Niafito. The idea came to fellow founder Stefano Gridelli when he was working as a systems administrator at a local healthcare nonprofit. NetBees is both a hardware and a software solution. For a monthly charge, the company sends the client a basic computer to install in each of its offices. That computer constantly monitors the site's connectivity and, second by second, sends data back to the home office or to the cloud.
And from there, you can pinpoint the root cause of the problem. And they can detect this problem before you actually suffer the consequences.
The consequences could be anything from the site going completely dark to a slowdown in connectivity. For NetBees customer, David Flores, fixing the problem while it's still small is extremely important. Flores is a senior network administrator for Kingston Technologies. You probably own a flash drive or other storage device made by Kingston.
We rely heavily on getting product out the door, and so if the services are offline, you know, that obviously comes down to dollars at the end of the day.
California-based Kingston has offices around the world, and Flores can check the health of the network at each of those remote offices. He gets emails when NetBees sends up red flags and gets logs when he needs to do some sleuthing.
Maybe a job that runs is interrupted, and we're able to kind of look at the historical trend for that particular location and see if there was indeed, you know, a problem on the network or a problem with their ISP.
As robust as the monitoring might be, NetBees co-founder Stefano Gridelli says that there will always be outages.
But what you can improve is the time it takes you from the outage to reestablish your network services.
Gridelli says the swarm concept helps differentiate NetBees from others in the business.
We use an off-the-shelf hardware that makes it like cheaper also to deploy more probes. That means you have better coverage compared to proprietary hardware that really limits your options.
In fact, David Flores of Kingston says for many of his sites on other continents, he just sent the NetBees hardware to the office to be installed locally. He says anyone who can plug in a computer into a network can get it up and running. NetBees was founded in 2013, and the co-founders say it has already started to turn a profit. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.